동호당원 차례인지, 바깥에는 오, 없다 보니, 장하고, 왔네. 그래, 당내로 아래. 저거, 저거, 당내로 나. 집어대, 가사, 상관에 넘어가는 것 때문에, 이거 서로 다음에, 시대를 집어대, 너 기억하네. 다 왔다지. 니들이 상하고 집어대, 너 공신제도 왜 이러는지, 이치다 하죠.
So in the case of ritualization of the resident deities and residence mandala, first you visualize the resident deities and then you visualize the residence, the external mandala, and after that then outside the residence mandala, then you imagine the willow protection, the cemeteries, and again here you should see the willow protection in the form of vajras as the entity of wisdom, of inseparability of bliss and emptiness, because there is no object of negation which cannot be removed, which cannot be negated by this wisdom, realizing the inseparability of bliss and emptiness, because it is by developing this primordial wisdom that you will be able to gain victory over the four evil forces. So therefore, both during the meditative session and during the post-meditative session, it is important to reflect on this wisdom, and then to think that, then to instill the confidence that with this kind of wisdom you will not be harmed and obstructed by any evil forces. And if you are not, if you cannot be harmed even by the four evil forces, then how can minor obstructions like nagas and local deities can harm you? So it's important to maintain that kind of confidence. And outside that wheel of protection, then you should imagine the fire of the aeon, possessing five colors, which again is in the nature of five wisdoms. And at that point you should imagine, even if there are some external forces, evil forces, that makes an attempt to harm you, then you should imagine as soon as these evil forces come closer to this fire of the aeon, then they are burnt and destroyed, just like coming into contact of dry grass with the fire. And then outside that you should imagine the eight cemeteries, and then the directional gardens and so on. With the actual meditation on the cemetery, you can imagine that cemetery as full of human skulls of human head, legs, and scattered bones that are intact and not scattered, and and likewise skeletons that are running around headless, and the skeletons that are in the lying posture. And as we discussed earlier, these directional gardens and field gardens should be seen as the manifestation of inseparability of bliss and emptiness, and therefore we meditate them. But in reality, in the case of the directional gardens, they are of two types: the gardens of the virtuous deeds and those that belong to the negative forces, on the side of the negative forces.
Oh.
Now we read from next reading is from Trisha Rumbuche's text.
Shit, I was in the air, but I'm not. Thank you. 能够往往给发动的，把我们山东军的往往一点一点。
Thank you. Thank you.
So this is we stop here. It's not going to finish anyway. The description about the mandala was so detailed, so probably it's not necessary to be able to reflect all of them so detailed. And if one is particularly want to specialize on this, then maybe you need to study all the details. So now we'll give a brief description on the basis of self-generation sadhana. Today is the 10th, so I felt we should make a song offering today. Today is already 31st, so going by the speed we are going by now, it's difficult to finish it on 1st or 2nd April. So tomorrow we'll have one more morning session.